Yes, hello. I'm Katie of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I can answer the question.
Thank you. Is this Adrian Noyes?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. I appreciate your help with this service, and we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather to complete the survey in English or Spanish?
Yes, please, English. Does it take very long?
Not that long. It's just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving? You said that you're in a safe place, correct?
I'm sitting at my kitchen table.
Okay, thank you. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
Okay. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93307.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
1949.
Okay, thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
Why?
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
I have an AA degree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that would be, I have the options, graduated high school, technical vocational school, some college.
Two years of vocational college.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Okay. Okay. David Valadeo, would you say favorable? Unfavorable?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch the name.
Yes, David Valadeo.
Oh, yeah, he's okay.
Okay, would you say favorable, unfavorable, no opinion?
Oh, favorable.
Okay, thank you. Rudy Salas?
You know, I'm terrible at this. Does it say the Republican or Democrat?
That information, I do not have it in front of me. I don't know if you would rather say no opinion or never heard or
Let's
favorable.
Let's say
or
no friend. Opinion. Let's say no opinion.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, beyond bad. Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
Very, very bad.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Very, very good.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. The first one would be inflation or the cost of living, abortion, taxes.
Well, I'm totally against abortion.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'd like to see inflation go down. And, yes, I'd like to see taxes go down. Mm-hmm. And I'm a senior citizen, and you know who decided that they ought to tax Social Security was Joe Biden. So guess what I think of him? And that was 40 years ago. Oh, but then I already told you, didn't I?
Okay, yes, thank you. Let's see. Now, if you were to choose two of them, which ones would you choose? Inflation or the cost of living, abortion, taxes, healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, protecting democracy, the cost of a mortgage or rent, or border security?
Border security.
Okay.
And the most important, is that what the question was?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, I will read the list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So the most important issue that you would vote for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, is that for that last question, or are you going to read them to me?
You mentioned border security. I have other options, inflation or the cost of living, abortion, taxes, healthcare.
Abortion and the border control.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, which one meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Very interested.
Okay, thank you. If the election for President were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Lynn Trump, Joe Biden, Lynn Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Lynn Kennedy
Trump.
Jr.?
Okay. Let me just say this, Cheryl, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Okay. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Lynn Trump, Kamala Harris, Lynn Harris?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Lynn Garvey, Adam Schiff, or Lynn Schiff?
Steve Garvey.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Baladeo? Would you say definitely Baladeo, probably Baladeo, Lynn Baladeo, definitely Salas?
It's going to depend on who's a Republican. So I'm sorry, I don't have that right in front of me, so I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Baladeo. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladeo, less likely to vote for David Baladeo, or if it makes no difference, in your vote. Now, the first one is American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to apply for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would you say
I like that.
Much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Next one would be David Baladeo is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Baladeo went to work to help first-time buyers, home buyers, and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would you be more?
I'm sorry. Is this almost over? I'm trying to finish up my day's work at my job, and so my mind's kind of on that. But are we almost done?
Oh, yes, yes. We're like at 70% right now. We're almost done.
How much more we got?
It's like around, let's see, we are at 70%. We should be having like about 10 questions, more questions. I'll try to read it a little faster for you.
Okay. The one you just asked me, I don't have an answer for you.
I'm sorry?
I don't have an answer for the last question.
Okay. Thank you. And now, David Valadeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadeo has supported a bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members.
Let me save you some trouble on that one. I like that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every day, every year. That is why David Valadeo worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
That's good.
Okay, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. David Valadeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace all pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, David Valadeo is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadeo?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadeo, a Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
The Republican, Valadeo.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely or probably Valadeo?
Oh, definitely the Republican.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadeo? Would it be David Valadeo's effort to help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or reduce inflation, or improve water storage facilities to combat a drought, or work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, or none of these?
I don't have an answer to that. I'm sorry. I'd have to think about it more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thinking about something else, from which one or two?
I'm sorry, are we almost done?
Yes, yes, we're actually in 81%. We're almost done.
Okay,
so from which one of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? Would you say Instagram, Snapchat, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, TikTok, Google, Facebook, cable news?
None of those.
Digital websites, Twitter.
No.
You would say you don't follow.
I realize you have a job to do. I certainly understand that, but I'm going to have to go in a minute.
Oh, yes, yes. We're almost done here. I'm sorry about that, and thank you so much for your patience. We're almost done.
Okay.
So, let's see. Now, which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use cable, only use satellite, only use online streaming like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar, both cable or satellite? Or just watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, or NBC, or similar?
Well, I use Spectrum, I guess, cable or Roku.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm conservative.
Okay, thank you. Would you say a very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden,
yes,
or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I'm retired. I live on Social Security.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience and your participation today.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Can't do that.